Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This week, Boston is hosting the National Poetry Slam. That means competitors from around the world are in town to, well, slam some poetry around. 76 teams of poets are performing original works, and preliminary rounds started last night. WBUR's Kimberly Adams attended one and found the competition fierce and the crowds loud.
How about we do a slam, huh? What do you say?
The Boston Poetry Slam is hosting 76 teams from around the country and the world for the 25th annual National Poetry Slam. At the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge, a preliminary competition is about to start. It's one of many happening around the area.
White boy knows all the words to the song. White boy probably thinks the song is about him. Black girl, exotic.
Black girl, other.
The poem, White Boy, Black Girl, dealt with perceptions of race and was performed by a white man and black woman from the group Louder Arts from New York City. Emily Kagan Trenchard is the slam master or director and coach for Louder Arts. She says slam poets want the audience to be engaged, but says that made White Boy, Black Girl particularly challenging for the team.
You've got an entire audience of people who are bringing their own experiences of race, own experiences of all of the loaded words that were used in that poem. And how can the poets bring enough of themselves to the stage that they felt they were getting across what they wanted to have said?
But not every team was as popular with a crowd of more than 100 that packed into the dim bar.
Truth doesn't matter anymore.
It's a catalyst for consumption.
Two members of the Bull City Slam team from Durham, North Carolina, didn't do so well with the judges either.
We have a 8.9. We have another 7.5.
They got one of the lowest scores of the night. But it was Soapboxing, a poetry slam team from Minnesota's Twin Cities that scored the highest and won Tuesday night's event. One of the group's poems focused on political assassinations.
This is how you say something meaningful in America! No one is trying to kill you! You are not working hard enough! If you work hard...
That poem by Sam Cook, the slam master or director for Soapboxing.
You find yourself a little bit connected to the audience, and there's a flow between you and the audience if you know how to feel it, you know? And it tingles a little bit.
Boston Slam Master and local host of the National Poetry Slam, Simone Bobian, says it's that crowd interaction that makes Poetry Slam accessible for everyone.
If you think that you don't like poetry, to me when you say that, it's like saying you don't like music. And so even if poetry has never interested you before, this is the way to come out and see if you're interested in it for real.
The National Poetry Slam continues the rest of the week with more competitions and semifinals leading up to the final competition on Saturday night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Adams.
There's more information about the venues and events at this week's National Poetry Slam. You can find it all at our website, radioboston.org.